Time.
Yeah. Guys, I can't play Mario Kart anymore. Why? I ate my steering wheel.
I ate the bagel.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most 2012 podcast. We are so 2012 right now. My name is Matt, and I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
We are up to date.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to start the year off on the right foot, so I have a joke.
Okay. I hope it's funny.
What do you say to a kid that refuses to take a nap?
Don't go to sleep.
What?
Hey, kiddo, you're resisting arrest.
Oh, my God.
That's our year, everybody. That's the tone. Woo!
Oh, yeah. We're going to put him in the punitentiary.
Oh, my God. You get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. It'd only work if I had a good one, but I got one.
You just one-up my pun.
I upped the ante a little bit on that.
I see yours, and I raise you another one. Well,
now,
good job.
Now Andy has to say a knock-knock joke or something to top that.
What was great is, and by the way, I hope everyone enjoyed our holiday spectacular.
Yeah.
I enjoyed streaming. It was really fun. Except Oregon Trail, because I was sick when I was doing that one, but
yeah,
it was still good.
And we finished Super Mario World.
I was going to mention that. During that, all three of us did gravity puns, one right after another.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. My favorite part is when I paused it while I was jumping with Luigi. It was,
don't you forget about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, That was a fun time.
We had like eight people viewing.
Yeah, we had a lot of viewers, and some people have already checked out on YouTube, too. It's on YouTube. It's in 20 parts, so.
We didn't want to cut anything out. You have to have the full experience.
Well, and the thing is, like, I was going to cut things out, but there were so many moments that made me laugh that I was just like, hey, here's the whole thing. We'll watch it at your leisure. You know, they're all about 15 minutes long, except the last one. Yeah, just watch one here and there.
One of my friends jumped on Facebook, and he was thinking the same thing that I was thinking, to go from the warp point to the last mountain.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, but that we would have got on and like streamed for like an hour, like, hey, we're done. Not even like 45 minutes
tops.
Someone would have only had like 10 left, said like 95.
No, we still would have had the top secret area.
That blue fucking Yoshi.
Fucking blue Yoshi. So, how was you guys' New Year's Eve? I didn't see you guys.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, was I there? Oh.
Yeah.
I was so hammered.
I was so hammered. I forgot. You know? No, I wasn't. I had to drive. But
I walked home.
You what?
I walked to Camilla's.
You walked to Camilla's.
I was like, I don't want to drive.
Is that
I'm
why
too
we
drunk.
Always go to that bowling alley? Is because it's
no.
Right near Camilla's? Or?
No, I was just, I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
And the other bar I like is like really expensive, though, so that's why I don't go there. But
yeah,
it's really cozy.
I like Maplewood, too, though. Maplewood's pretty sweet.
And the drinks are cheap.
And then we got a free bottle of champagne, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And I just know it's a pretty big drive for you. It's even larger than mine, so.
No.
It is kind of a far drive for you, Andy.
Yeah.
Maplewood's far as shit.
It's not bad.
Didn't even think about that.
Meh.
Oh, well.
I was just curious why it was the venue of choice.
I don't know. I guess I've gone there for so many times.
And it's got a jukebox.
As far as I
one of those internet jukeboxes.
Yeah. One of those fancy ones.
I should have looked for Surfing Bird. That's the Bird is the Word song. But instead I played California Girls and Ziggy Stardust. That's a complete 180 from each other.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to drop a 5 spot and just pick like one credit song so I could do it 10 times in a row.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it'll let you do that, but I would have tried.
Last time I was
awesome.
There, I played like Barbie Girl and then dubstep right afterwards.
I'm a Barbie. Whoa, 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 whoa. Who was it that played Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls? Or
I don't remember that.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
For some reason, I think it might have been Craig. We did that and play like another one, but we're like, wait, what? And we're like, oh, right, yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls, yeah.
Yeah, party music.
It was that one dubstep song? It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, that one, all right.
And then we got glow sticks. What do you call these? Glow bands? Sticks?
I call them glow sticks. Glow sticks. Turn into a necklace.
Yeah.
The flexible kind.
Yeah, flexible gold
glow
sticks.
Tubes.
The glow tubes. Oh, you guys should have seen when I was playing pool with Tyler. I had a behind the back bank shot into the side pocket.
I was there for that one.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I was there for that one. I like walked.
Oh,
up
that's right. We chest bumped after that. Yeah.
I'm the one who missed it though.
That was a good shot.
I was talking to my girlfriend.
Girls.
Jeez. We're over here trying to get master pool shots, and he's over there talking to girls.
That picture pops up on your phone right after I say that. That's great. It's
forever
smiling
alone.
Forever alone guy. The one where he's smiling with the giant mouth.
That's funny. But yeah.
Did you guys enjoy yourselves?
Yes, I did.
I had a blast.
For certain.
Did you get some New Year's Eve booty?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Good job.
Yeah. Ringing in the new year.
I mean, banging in the new year.
Yeah, banging the gong. Why not? Fish tacos. Whatever.
All
right. Gross.
That is so gross.
Add me on Facebook. We're friends. So.
Did you get that clip in there?
No, it's too quiet, man.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can get him to do it louder.
Yeah. Or at least, like, into the microphone.
Yeah.
Speak into my phone, please.
Eric, just say it. No.
Or just bring a microphone.
You are
something.
A douchebag.
I probably have a microphone you can
use.
You
just walk around with a boom mic.
Yeah. Eric, say it. Say it.
Eric, I need you to say it. I don't want to say it because then I'll have to make a clip of myself saying it.
Leave me alone, you freak.
But once we get it, it'll be hilarious.
Talked to the hand, douchebag.
All right, let's get it started.
All right, guys. Let's start off with gaming news.
All right.
Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, guys, shut up.
So, I was thinking we should probably have that epic echo effect after every one of our plugs. I don't know what to say.
What do you mean?
The drops. Every one of the drops that we have, we should have the echo effect that we use for Skyrim on 3-Hit Combo. How it, like, echoed out.
Yeah. On everyone.
Everyone.
Every single one.
So we just...
Like all the drops on my soundboard?
All of our bridges into...
The bump music?
Hmm?
The bump music?
Yeah, all the transitions that we have into different segments.
Okay.
I feel like our intensity would start out, you know, like right down here, and then transitions, we'd be all the way up here, and then we drop back down again.
Yeah, well, then pick it up.
Okay.
Pick it up when we come out of the transitions.
I guess we'll just have to, like, start playing, like, steel guitar and stuff and screaming into the mic.
Yeah, just after that drops down, be like, all right, gaming news. Woo! Let's do it.
Let's rock and roll!
Possible Half-Life 3 website.
Yeah,
breaks hearts.
Fake.
Yeah. How do you feel about that one?
I was like,
Andy's like, fuck this, no.
Yeah, you can't troll me with that.
Because someone posted in the chat when we were streaming Super Mario World.
Yeah.
And we're like, black. Ooh.
Yeah. And then Valve's like, nah, it's fake.
And
yeah.
They're like, and they're also like, all right, and Andy Myers, go fuck yourself. Stop complaining. And stop being a bitch. How about that, too?
We'll get to it when we want to.
Yeah,
like, how's that sound?
We'll get to it.
They probably have, like, all 36 people who still want that game out, like, on a list.
Yeah.
They'll just read them out periodically. Hey, Miranda Cosgrove, stop complaining.
Miranda Cosgrove likes Half-Life 3. All right.
Breaking
news on 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
That'd be all hilarious. Right. They're just like, just cut the shit. We'll get to it when we want.
All right, guys, the Wii U. We can't start 2012 without talking about the Wii U, because that will be coming out later this year. Really?
Yeah. That's how I feel about that. So,
every time we say Wii U now, someone just goes...
Meg!
Meg.
All right. The Wii U will probably come with a full app store.
I think I saw that.
So you'll be able to get apps on your Wii U.
Oh, man, so Angry Birds.
Yep, Angry Birds on the Wii U.
On a dual screen.
Yeah.
Yes. You'll point the screen at the TV and pull the bird back and then fling.
That'd actually be kind of nifty.
Or you have to, like, pull the screen, and then that's
and
the...
then you throw the pad at the TV. When
yeah,
you
throw
to
the pad. Comes with an attachment that's a big slingshot. You put your controller in it and sling it towards the TV.
And then you drown yourself.
Angry Birds comes with a new TV. Because you'll need it.
Yeah, so you can play it a total of 2 times before you had a TV.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the main problem when it came out with the Wii. I don't know why people felt it necessary. Like, my hands are sweaty, so I'm just going to huck my Wiimote as hard as I can at the TV.
I loved some of those videos on YouTube. Oh, my God.
I don't get people
that
don't use the wrist strap. Yeah. Wrist strap's there for a reason. It's not for necessarily your safety, kind of, I guess, but it's for your TV.
The Move, that's the Move expensive. Controller, if it knows it's plugged in, it warns you like 9 times throughout the game. And it's like, hey, how's that wrist strap
doing? Like, warning, warning, warning. You're playing the game swinging the thing. It's going, warning, warning, warning. As you're swinging
it's just
it.
Flashing what? Bright red. I'm getting all tongue-tied over here, guys.
You're like, I get it. Warning. Warning.
I just want to play. And then you
so
just throw it at
shooting
the TV.
Mist into your eyes, so you stop playing. You know?
It stops for a bit, and then like you get to a cutscene. You're trying to listen. It's like, all right, and now we need to... Warning. Warning. Wrist strap. You're like, fuck.
God damn it.
But, yeah, I wonder if they're still going to incorporate as much movement capabilities in the Wii U.
All right, now I need you to launch this, swing around this touchpad thing.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
I don't know. Or maybe it'll just be, like, tilting. Like, I'm sure they'd have, like, some sort of, like, vehicle games where...
You're like, meow.
Yeah, kind of like what the 6-axis wanted to be.
That's
going to
be fun. That'd be like a steering, like, your steering wheel, the shape of a brick. Because it's not a circle you're playing with there. So you're playing with a square trying to...
Someone will make an attachment where it's just a fucking steering wheel they took out of a car and just shoved it through the controller.
No, I'm sure Wii will come out with another, what was it, Mario Kart Wii steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Which is essentially...
Put the Wiimote in the middle.
Yeah. You know what you could do is just put your Wiimote in a bagel. And you get the same effect, but also you get a bagel. So, I mean...
You can snack and eat at the same time.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't play Mario Kart anymore. Why? I ate my steering wheel.
I ate the bagel. You ate the bagel? Yeah. Because, I mean, it was just a plastic thing you bought for like $9. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that a lot of their attachments are stupid.
Yeah. All right, guys. The PlayStation Vita had a 78% drop in sales over the Christmas week.
Yeah, I saw that.
It dropped. It was outsold by the PSP and the 3DS. The 3DS, which like 4 people have.
I have one.
He is one.
I hope I street pass with one of those other 3.
But they sold 72,000 units Christmas week compared to 324,000 units sold in the previous week.
That's still a lot of units in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's a hell of a drop off from
the
previous.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty steep decline.
Yeah, I don't know. Did the PSP sell right away?
Well, I mean, it's still selling.
Yeah,
it outsold.
I think it was pretty popular because that was one of like the.
Well, and that's the thing that spoke to me. Like, okay, the Vita dropped in sales. You know, yeah, whatever. But the PSP outsold it. That's the weird thing.
Sort of like how Little Big Planet 1 was outselling Metal Gear Solid 4 like a week after Metal Gear Solid 4 was out.
Yeah,
it was still like rocking it.
Was that because they had the price drop or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
drop the floor.
But the PSP was like one of the first handhelds that had internet capabilities, where like you had like the DSi, which was really stupid.
I remember the DSi. Yeah. That was just the one that had the camera, right?
I think so. Yeah. And that one, I want to say, came out after the PSP, anyway.
Man, the PSP is old. It's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
It has. I remember coming out in like high school and being like, "Ooh, what's that?
This looks like a PlayStation 2. I'm 12 years old, and what is this?"
All right, guys. Our next story is about Nintendo.
Again.
And about Sony.
Oh, yeah.
And about Microsoft.
I know where we're going.
Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, who all previously say they have supported SOPA, are now all saying they're against SOPA.
Which is good, because there's that giant threat that they were going to take down the PlayStation Network again.
I actually read another story about that, about, there it is, Anonymous.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, there's going to be so much buildup. I hope it's what I think it is.
Going to attack PlayStation or Sony for their support of SOPA. But apparently Anonymous said they weren't going to attack the PlayStation Network, that they were actually going to attack individual Sony executives.
Oh, okay.
But nice. Regardless, they don't have to anymore, because technically they all pulled their support, but they're all part of the ESA, which is the Entertainment Software Association, which still supports SOPA. So, theoretically, their names aren't on it, but in a roundabout way, they're still like, well, I mean, if it passes.
Just kind of still have their foot in the door.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're outside the room, but the foot's in the door, and they're looking in, like, what the fuck is going on there?
Are we in? No? Oh, wait. Give me the nod.
You know, and then when it gets shut down and people are like, oh, yeah, good, everyone that supported it's an asshole, they can remove their foot and be like, we weren't in the room.
Yeah, come on, what's up with those guys?
But it passes. And
jack just, offs.
Just bust open the door and be like, what's up?
We were in it to win it, gang. Yeah. Way to go.
We did it.
Team effort.
Woo!
When I first saw that, I was like, what? What the fuck did they do that? Like, Sony, why not Microsoft? Just, like, Xbox Live? What? Why?
Just because PlayStation Network's already been taken down. So.
Yeah, I'm like, give Microsoft one. Like,
Sony already knows how bad it hurts, so they'll just threaten them with it now. And so he's like, all right, no SOPA.
I feel like, Microsoft already has enough problems.
Like those damn DVDs. Dude, whenever I save in Skyrim, I keep looking at my file size, waiting for it to get to 6 megabytes, because then I know that I have to watch out for lag. I'm like, it's like 5.6 right now. I'm like, I'm closer. Oh God.
And speaking of addicting games, Matt's gotten on Minecraft.
Yes,
hasn't
I
really
have
announced it.
I was gonna say something about that actually, but I forgot. So thank you for reminding
me.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I got Minecraft, and I've been playing the shit out of it. It's so fun.
Oh man.
Yeah.
What if I end up setting up a Minecraft server, like a 3-hit combo Minecraft server?
No. All right. What did I create? Oh, Mickey Mouse. Oh,
Pluto. No, Pluto. I just dropped the peanut butter there.
We could make a 3-hit combo Minecraft server and then do a commercial for it on the podcast featuring a very happy mouse. So yeah. We don't say it's Mickey Mouse, but it's just a very happy mouse. It's like, oh, come on, the 3-hit combo Minecraft server. Oh, can't come craft with the host of 3-hit combo. Oh,
you can hit stuff with a pickaxe. You can fight things. Oh.
Yeah.
I came.
We just like make us all god mode and then swarm it with creepers.
Everyone, we're just flying through the air while everyone's dying for creepers. We're like, welcome to our server. Welcome to hell.
Here's a helmet. That's all you get.
Server,
your way out.
A server though would be fucking awesome.
I'll look into it. Maybe that's what I'll work on tonight.
It would be really sweet though. Just go in there and do shit.
Yeah. Turn it on.
It'll be like
mode.
Google Docs, but a game.
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
And we could delete each other.
Ooh. I have a skin right now. It's Goku. It's like Super Saiyan 1 Goku.
Nice.
I have a skin, and it's me. I made myself.
Did you really?
Yes.
Nice.
I MS painted myself, so I was one of those guys. But I have my texture pack set to Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Nice.
Pretty solid.
That's cool that each person can use different mods and texture packs, but it doesn't affect the whole of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually playing with Tyler. We direct connected through Hamachi, and he had like some texture packs and mods, and I don't have any of those yet because I haven't really looked. I've been playing the game, and unfortunately, I couldn't see. Like, he was like, oh, can you see this or see that? I'm like, no, I can't, but it didn't affect me. Like, it didn't invade my game.
Man, I remember when Hamachi first came out. It was at, like, version 0.1.
Dude, Hamachi's a shit.
Yeah.
I've used it to play Z-SNES.
Oh, yeah.
Netplay. Played Mario on it with a friend from Dallas.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet.
Which is that one guy, your Xbox friend? I don't know.
Evros.
Yeah, Evros.
Yeah. Yep, we played some Mario. Super Mario World, actually.
Was he better than me?
No, actually, he wasn't very good. So if he's listening to this, I'm sorry.
He's better than me.
It was about the same.
All right.
He was good at Donkey Kong Country, though.
It's because Donkey Kong Country is awesome.
Yeah, that's something we should stream. Fucking Donkey Kong Country. Yeah.
Yeah.
That minecart and the red and the
The gravity-defining minecart. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably be my anger point in that game.
Yeah, the stop and goes. Yeah.
Those always got me.
Oh, my God. All right, guys, so that's going to do it for gaming news. Let's move on to technology news.
Yeah. How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Oh, GoDaddy.com.
You fucked up.
Oh, you fucked up.
Hit me with it.
It's good.
GoDaddy.com supports SOPA, or supported SOPA.
Yeah.
And see, Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales said because of GoDaddy's support for SOPA that he would start moving his domains away from GoDaddy to a new host. And then there was a big idea of boycotting GoDaddy.com, which I guess I have to say it started on Reddit.
Yay.
Yeah, because they changed the world.
Yeah, Reddit changes the world.
Oh, man. It's like the world is on a string. And the hand that's holding that string is Reddit. And if they let go, we're fucked.
Did you know how many domains Reddit has? It's like a couple thousand.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and they moved them all out of GoDaddy.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, but this was a really good thing that happened. A lot of people
yeah.
were moving their domain names from GoDaddy.com. Upon the thousands.
Yeah, the last number I saw was like 37,000 or 370,000. Yeah. It had a 37 in it.
So... Do they still have enough money to make shitty commercials in the middle of the night that have
with hot chicks.
Great race car lady who's moderately attractive?
Danica Patrick?
Yeah. I don't really think she's that hot.
Oh, GoDaddy.
Yeah, she's probably the hottest chick who's
racing a car.
Yeah.
Because she's the only chick who's racing cars.
But yeah. But she's like maybe a 6.5, 7. She's not amazing.
Not GoDaddy commercial. Well, no. GoDaddy commercial amazing, not commercial amazing in general.
What? I wonder if they'll be able to do Super Bowl commercials this year, because they do them all the time. Be like,
oh, that's right. And they're like,
they just have like a hobo they picked off the street. GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.com, no SOPA.
Yeah.
But GoDaddy now has come out and said they oppose SOPA. They are against SOPA.
Is anyone coming back to GoDaddy then?
Dude, I bet.
I doubt it.
Yeah, they...
They also said they oppose Pippa as well, which is still technically alive and floating around.
Pippa
somewhere out there.
Pippa Middleton's kind of hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I read an article where she's like, I just feel undateable now because no one wants to deal with the fame. And in my head, I was like, I'd do that.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I will bite the bullet on this one.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Also, this is another SOPA article. And this... this article from Matador Network says that, you know, it's still looking good for SOPA to pass. I don't know if that's, like, a tactic to, like, scare people to get out there and contact the congressman, which you should still do, but SOPA's not even out of committee yet. Like, they're still discussing the wording on it.
You know what? I was thinking about this 2 nights ago, and I think within the hour that SOPA passes, I think YouTube would get shut down.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
YouTube has got to be the biggest copyright.
Well, not passes, but when it gets implemented. Because usually they pass them and they're like, okay, in 4 months or something, it's implemented.
I can just see within a half an hour, they're like, hey, YouTube.
So, later.
Yeah, deuces.
But,
okay, thanks, bye.
The Net Coalition is thinking about shutting down their websites for a while just to raise awareness to everybody about SOPA. Now, who's the coalition, you asked? Right? Is that what you asked? I saw it in your eyes.
Coalition, that sounds pretty exclusive.
It includes AOL, Google, Facebook, eBay, PayPal, Twitter, Wikipedia, and Yahoo, among others.
Holy shit.
Wait. Like, they would shut down their
websites?
They
would shut down their websites.
Oh, like, my God.
At the same time.
Do you know how many things Google owns that the world, like, relies on?
For a certain amount of time, you know, I don't know exactly what the time is, but to raise awareness about SOPA.
I want them to
I
do
wonder
it.
If they like put up like an awareness flyer like whenever like, you went to the HTML.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe like link to the website that they share.
This idea, the shut them down idea, I love though, because people are going to go there and be like, "What? I can't get on Facebook. What? oh, this is only for a little. Oh, but this will be permanent if this. Oh.
Oh, yeah. My God. What is Facebook? Like 700 something million?
They're like just shy of a billion people. Yeah.
So that's a billion people. That'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Not to mention like all the people who just use Google.
Yeah. Like Google or and anything. They own YouTube and PayPal? Blogspot. Yeah. And fucking PayPal and eBay.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be serious. Twitter. Twitter's big too, and Wikipedia. I mean,
is eBay its own company or is it owned by someone?
No, eBay is its own, but eBay owns PayPal.
Yeah, eBay owns PayPal. Yeah.
Man, they should do that. I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, do you guys have your voter cards?
Yeah.
You do?
Not on me.
You don't? But are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I actually have to re-register because I moved.
Ah, well, do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, I was just looking up things about SOPA. And a lot of the people in Congress that are debating the SOPA bill have admitted they don't know much about the internet. And if you notice, a lot of people in Congress are very old.
You don't say.
All right. Well, you know who they cater to. They cater to the baby boomers because they're the biggest, and that's in quotes, demographic because they vote the most. Well, what I don't think people realize is that our generation, the 20-somethings, the late teens, early 30s, we outnumber the baby boomers.
That and the last election, the amount of young people, because of, like, Obama and his, like technology tactics, our age was the biggest voters that last election.
Yeah. So if people around our ages, you know, the 20-somethings, late teens, early 30s, would just go out and vote, find out if your congressman, if your senator voted for SOPA, and vote him out.
What a douche.
We would have such, like, awesome power. We would. We would have so much voting power.
We should have, like, 20-something people in Congress and shit.
But no, I mean.
Where's Jonesy from California? I think he's getting high. give him 10. He'll be back.
I don't mean vote in people our age.
That'd be hilarious.
I mean vote out people that were to support SOPA. And we could. We would have so much voting power. If we could just get the majority of our age group to fucking go vote.
We should go to Congress, the three of us, and be like, hey, we're here. Let's do this.
Yeah, and then use, like, feel-good, like, terminology. Yeah, and, like, people be like, don't let them take away the frontier you settled. Your electronic frontier.
You can be Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, don't let them take away that frontier that Let's we settled together. Let's elbow drop it into oblivion, yeah.
Do you see Macho Man? He came back from the dead to tell you about this. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move on from SOPA. We did a lot of SOPA. It was like a SOPA cabana.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, ringing in that new year.
That's actually a song, though, by Dan Bull, SOPA Cabana.
Yeah.
And it's just about opposing SOPA.
Oh, because I thought there
Where's
was a
Where's their jar?
SOPA.
Oh, the jar's. Oh, it's on the bookshelf. I moved the jar when we were streaming. I just have moved it back. I'll put in an IOU though for the SOPA.
You know what? I think a good Christmas present, kind of belated, is like 5 or 6 free puns for Matt.
All right,
that would be fantastic.
Right. I feel like you'd blow them like immediately, like one right after another, or right, one pun and one knock knock joke.
Starting now, you get 5 free puns and 1 knock knock joke.
5 free puns and 1 knock knock joke.
No. Either 6 puns. Or 1 knock-knock joke and 1 pun.
Right, I'll take the 1 knock-knock joke and 1 pun.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Skyler, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, glad I didn't say... Shit! Fucked it up. Do I get one more?
No.
You get a pun.
Yeah,
damn it.
You get a pun.
I fucked up the knock-knock joke. I was supposed to say banana first.
Aren't you glad I didn't say me? Yeah!
All right, let's move on to someone we can laugh at. The RIAA.
Oh, yes.
This was sent to me from Anal. All
right,
Dude,
let's see what we got.
A while ago.
It was a while ago. It was like right after our last episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the RIAA has apparently downloaded Jay-Z's American Gangster illegally, among others.
Yes.
So what's happening with that?
Basically, people working for the RIAA have been torrenting and downloading illegal stuff, like, in the building.
Nice.
And, sorry.
Well, the RIAA is saying, oh, no, it's not us or any of our employees. It's someone else. It's some other person
using our
IP
internet.
Yeah.
hey, you've been suing people for other people using your internet.
Yeah,
I wonder how that's going.
They don't accept that excuse when they're targeting people that have downloaded things. So now they're using it.
The RIAA is a bunch of fucking douchebags.
They are.
Douchebag.
Just that's the only way to categorize them. Just fucking douchebags.
Fucking douchebags.
Like, oh, hey, we're, there.
What's up?
I just lost my train of thought there.
Oh, all right.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Dick. All right, so what do we got? Is there any retaliation for them, or is that it?
Right now, that's as far as the story goes.
Yeah.
Is that they found illegal downloads on their IP address. They say, no, it was someone else. People say, it was
you. Do you think that lady that, like, that they sued for that same reason, do you think she could countersue? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just the thought.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I like it.
All right. So what do we got next?
Cell phones that repair themselves? Question mark. Scientists create self-healing circuits.
Huh.
Now, why isn't this in the human body?
I don't know.
Because eventually we're all going to be Terminators.
Body. Yeah. I mean.
When I first read the story, though, I saw self-healing circuits for space travel.
All
right. You know, circuit breaks, fix. What it is they're microscopic little pellets, and the pellets have liquid metal inside. And if you cut the circuit, you cut the pellets, the metal flows out and fills in the cut on the circuit.
Sort of like a fix-a-flat tire. When you jam a knife in there, there's like goo on the inside, and
yeah,
that fills the flat for a few minutes.
Yeah, it fills it right away. Well, this is actually a permanent fix.
Yeah.
That's actually really neat.
Yeah. And it's not in this article. Unfortunately, I couldn't find the original article that I found it on, but they said something like it fixed the circuit conductivity in less than a second.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I wonder if it uses the same metal as the solder.
In which case, Xbox may stop Red Ring.
Maybe.
I don't know. They may find a way around it, though.
What if the Xbox, their new thing now, just comes with water, like, pumps attached to it, so when it gets too hot, it just starts spraying the inside of it, just...
It's the bane of gaming consoles. Always has to have things pumping into it to keep it alive.
Yeah.
Like Bane. Batman.
Yeah.
Batman. Justice.
All right, and that'll do it for technology news.
You guys ready for it?
All right, let's do it.
We're gonna do it.
Time for the news.
News team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right, we're going to ring in the new year with some Snow Patrol. All right.
Yep, starting it off.
Yeah.
Dusting it off there.
There we go.
Teen trio admits to smearing feces on a birthday cake.
Oh, where's this at?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Now, hold on. Guess the teens.
What do you mean by, like, age?
Gender.
I want to say females. I'm going to go against the norm.
You'd be correct.
It was. It was three girls.
How old were they?
High school age. That's all what? I have. High school classmate.
They must be, like, fat and ugly.
Probably.
Three Pennsylvania teens must clean toilets, urinals, and bedpans, and also pick up dog droppings at a local park, included in their 200 hours of community service, for trying to prank a student by smearing feces on their birthday cake. Apparently, the student's family was sickened by the cake, but they don't say if they actually ate the cake or if they were just sickened by the cake.
Prank, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess, yeah.
Man, if you open that,
you'd probably be like,
oh, man, that smells like shit. That's a shit cake.
It's like, that's the best thing they had was shit cake for a prank.
Yeah. Why don't you do, like, liquid chocolate X-Lax? Then you get more shit out of it.
There you go. And, I mean, I like to think that this community service is pretty just.
Yeah, it's very, it's just and very ironic.
Like, I don't know if...
That was a clever lawyer, or a clever...
Yeah, and they'd be like, all right, so this, picking up dog droppings, will be your duty for the next 200 hours.
Get it?
You need to follow me around and wipe my ass wherever I go.
I feel like if I knew the girl who was the prank-y, the prankers, or I guess even if I knew the prankers, I would kind of follow them around in the park when they have to pick up dog shit, maybe sneak behind a tree and drop a load. Just take a dump behind a tree really quick. Like, oh man, there must have been some sort of wild animal over here.
After eating a lot of Taco Bell or something.
Yeah.
Baked beans and Taco Bell.
One of my friends, actually, he was almost arrested. Or not arrested. He was almost caught.
Eating Taco Bell. He was almost caught eating Taco Bell.
He snuck into a house that was being sold but hadn't been sold yet. It was for sale. It was a newly built home. And, like, the back door just wasn't locked in case, like, electricians or people needed to come in. And he just snuck in, and he took a dump in one of the rooms. Like, just, like, right out on the carpet. And I'm like, okay. Like, when he was telling me the story, I'm like, wait. Like, really? This is what you do in your free time when we're not hanging out? So he just took a dump in the middle, and then he heard someone close the door. So he, like, you know, got all rearranged and stuff, came out of one of the rooms. The guy was in the main room. He's like, hey, I think some animal broke in because there's some feces there. And, like, I think that this was, like, probably the real estate agent because he didn't make the connection that this guy shouldn't be there. So he might have just been like a construction worker picking something up or patching something, but.
Wow. Yeah. If he were to have like got arrested for that, that would be a story we'd do on this show.
Good times.
A teenager out of Omaha, Nebraska has been arrested for just dropping a deuce into a house. Right in the middle of the floor, the house was up for sale.
That's hilarious. Replace the carpet.
All right, guys. A man named Hubert Lee Credit. Which, by the way, sounds like a credit union in a town named Hubert Lee. Doesn't it say, like, come to Hubert Lee Credit.
We'll take you right.
Out of Tampa, was beat up by four men.
All right.
He was beat up by four men, had a puncture wound in the side of his head. So, I mean, what do you do? What do you do if you have a puncture wound in the side of your head?
You go to the hospital.
Exactly. You go to the hospital. Good
Where
job.
Where was this at again?
Tampa. All right. Tampa, Florida. How would you get to the hospital?
I would probably call someone because I have a puncture in the side of my head.
Call someone? No.
Yeah, I'd probably call an ambulance.
And if I didn't have
An ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, an ambulance? Would you steal the ambulance and drive it yourself to the hospital because you need to get there?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, Hubert Lee had a puncture wound in the side of his head, saw an ambulance outside a house where the paramedics were inside helping someone else at, took the ambulance and drove himself to the hospital. He was then treated for his wounds and arrested for Grand Theft Auto.
Wow. That, bueno.
Me gusta.
Or no, I think I can get a little bueno. There we go. First drop of 2012.
Yeah.
Bueno. Perfect.
Man. Why didn't you just have the paramedics at the house? Like, just why don't you just sit in the ambulance and say, hey,
I got this. Hey, when you're done there, I got this.
could I ride with you?
I mean, no rush.
Could I bum a ride, please?
No rush. God, I love the world.
Where was that out of?
Tampa, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
I don't know, dude. Yeah, Florida does have a lot of weird stories.
Dexter's in Florida. Sorry, I've been really addicted to that show.
Like, we had the booty enhancement. Oh, yeah. That was in Florida. And
booty enhancement.
Maybe do you think there's a lot of dumb shit in Florida? Because I'm not saying that it's all old people, but, like, people do go down there and do some really dumb shit.
Dude, I'm so fucking sick of old people. I swear to God, I'm so fucking sick of old people. All the old people in the world come to the UPS store. They're all dicks.
I need to ship this package.
They're all just mean, and I don't do anything to warrant their damn crappy attitudes.
Dude, what time do they come in?
Like 9 in the morning.
Oh, because I was going to say, at Panera's, all the old people come in at like 6, and they're actually pretty happy. So I think maybe as the day progresses on, they just get fucking bitchier.
Well, I mean, that's like Panera regulars, mall walkers or whatever.
Well, yeah, there's a couple regular. Oh, my God. I have a great story now. There's this lady that comes in. And she's coming, like, I've been working there about 4 months. She's come in about four times, and what's happened is every time she sees me, she's like, oh, a new face. And I'm like, yeah, new face. You know, like, I helped you before. And she always has pictures she needs to print out. And so I print them out. She's apparently doing the biggest family journal ever because she always has new pictures of family. But there's always like, she'll be like, okay, I got 7 pictures I need printed out from this flash drive. Look, okay, I'll do that. There's always something just slightly wrong with one of the pictures. The color will be off. It'll be small. It'll be pixelated. This past time, it was upside down. I didn't notice. You know, I just print it off. And then the thing is, she knows nothing about technology. Mm-hmm. So I show it to her, and she's like, oh, you got that one upside down. And I'm like, it must have been upside down. No. I'm like, what can I do?
You should have looked at her and been like.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it was upside down. I'm going to have to go fix it. And apparently when I went back there, she was like talking to other customers. Going, kind of new guy. Huh? I'm like, I've helped her out before. One. Two, it's not like a UPS procedure at the UPS store. It's a fucking computer. Right? I'm 21 years old. I know how to work a computer. All right. Third, go fuck yourself. All right. Sick old people.
You got it upside down. Yeah, new guy, eh? Am I right?
Just mean. And I do everything, you know, when I'm in front of them. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. But when I'm back there, I'm like, why? Stop.
That's like God. Every business. I'll be like, oh, man, your food's wrong or this isn't what you wanted. I'll take care of that for you. Going back and be like, fucking retards.
Just stop that. Stop being dicks.
One time when I was going off the food, I was working at Cheeseburger in Paradise, and this girl asked if we could make Sky Juice without any alcohol because she was like 12. Like, it was her and her retarded middle school 12-year-old friends. Oh, okay. Sky Juice is made with Sky Vodka. So I went in the back.
So it's just juice? Yeah. After that? She just wanted juice?
It's the equivalent to grenadine, but blueberry. Yeah. And just a glass full of that.
Did you get it for her?
No, I didn't. I was like, hold on, let me check. And she was sitting relatively close to the kitchen.
I gave her a full glass of Sky Vodka with one drop of grenadine in it.
What I did was I went to the back, and I just started, like, dramatically laughing as loud as I could. I was just like, ah! Oh! Sky Juice! And then I came back out, and she was, like, glaring at me. And I'm like, no, I'm afraid we can't do that. I checked. She's like, fine, I'll just have a lemonade. And I'm like, all right, let me see if I can make that for you.
Is it like a Sky lemonade?
But she was very upset.
Did you get a tip?
Huh?
Did you get a tip?
No, I wasn't really expecting one either. I mean, they were all 12, so.
Yeah.
Unless they had mom's credit card.
And we'll add another one to that $1? All right.
Hell yeah. All right, so what do you got next?
All right, final news story out of Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Ooh, these are all American stories this time.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Actually,
America.
I had to pull an audible. One was from Argentina, but they got axed.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Argentina. So a man was in a gold store that I'm trying to find the name of. We Buy Gold.
Oh, okay, one of them.
Hendersonville, North Carolina. The guy came in with a pellet gun. This man was... Derek Mothershed was the clerk.
Mothershed?
Yes, Mothershed. Derek Mothershed was there.
There's never a normal name, is there?
No, there really isn't. People with weird names have... people with weird names often surface in news stories. The man who came in was Mustafa Hendy.
All right.
Maybe that's why we're never going to get arrested, because we've got Matt Runge. Yeah, normal name. Yeah. Skyler Joyce. Normal name.
Andy Myers.
Yeah, normal name. We're never going to get arrested.
Your friend Tam might, you know, get a a moving violation or something.
A moving violation.
So Mr. Hendy came in, and Mr. Mothershed was up at the counter, and Hendy came in and said, give me all your money or I'm going to shoot you, and flashed him a gun. So Mothershed said he, you know, got down and started opening the safe, and apparently they don't have a lot of money in the safe because, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And so the robber, Mr. Hendy, put down the bag and was kind of motioning for him to put it in the bag. So Mothershed, pulled out the money and handed it to Hendy. Hendy then grabbed it, and Mothershed punched him right in the face and knocked him out.
That is skill.
He then saw that he pulled the gun out from his waistband, saw that it was a pellet gun. So he kind of tossed the pellet gun aside, held down Hendy, and... You know, Hendy was pleading with him, like, you know, when he awoke in a couple minutes, like, no, don't, just let me go. And he's like, you tried to rob me, you're going to jail. He then handed Hendy some paper towels and told him to clean up his own blood.
Hey, hey, you're bleeding all over the merchandise. What are you doing? What you come in here, you trying to rob me.
This guy's a boss.
Yeah. Hendy is behind bars now with charges of attempted robbery with a dangerous weapon. Apparently not a deadly weapon, but dangerous weapon. Pelican, I could be dangerous, could hit an eye.
It's like, I mean,
you could shoot an eye out.
What constitutes a dangerous weapon? Like, he came at me with a plastic spork.
I think a dangerous weapon probably constitutes anything that's not necessarily a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
A deadly weapon would be like
it could hurt you.
Could it be like anything that you furnish as a weapon, like a lamp?
Probably.
Yeah. Or like,
well, I mean, because that could hurt you still.
Like a frozen bottle of water.
That would throw that at someone's face.
Or
yeah,
if
that
you
would
throw
hurt.
It off
yeah,
the
but
highway,
you could throw lots of things at people's faces.
Those would all be considered dangerous weapons.
You could smother someone with Pikachu if you
dangerous
really
weapon.
Tried.
I think it's very simple. If it's not inherently deadly, then it's dangerous.
Everything is dangerous. Yeah. I'm walking around baby-proofed.
Bubble wrap.
Do it. All right,
and so that will do it for news, and that will do it for this edition of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
For the year 2012.
All right. Yeah. This was nice.
Yeah, we'll be back, of course, next week with
another
episode.
I feel like we had a good one. I'm glad I squeezed in that. Didn't I send that to you like a week and a half ago or something? Or
no, you sent it to me just a few days ago.
No, I found it like a week and a half ago. I re-looked it up.
Yeah.
Like about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, the feces story. Yeah.
I'm glad we got that in. Poop is always funny.
So remember, everyone, you can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/3HitComboPodcast. You can email us, 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, 3HitComboPC. That's the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Not making a statement over here, but PCs are superior. If you want more riveting stuff like that, you can follow us on Twitter.
Glorious PC race.
The master race.
Yeah. And I'm going to go home and work on the Minecraft server, see what I can do.
Yeah, and we might have new music in the future for you.
Yeah.
We'll can see. Start plugging our server then. Like, we're also on minecraft.com/
Our server is 5.184 point, and it's the 3-hit combo server of hentai.
Tentacles everywhere.
All right, so for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.